Bonsoir, bienvenue. Welcome. Vous êtes sur Planète, dans le club, le cercle très privé de ses DJ résidents.
C'est le club.
Welcome, you are tuned in right now with Yasmin on the Glitterbox Radio Show. I'm very excited to be here. It's my first show, and I'm bringing some amazing music your way. I have some stuff from Harry Parsons, Kerry Chandler, DJ Spen, something brand new from Dubwell, and as well as that, I'm bringing you an interview with the Shirley Jones of the Jones Girls. She's going to be taking us through some of their most iconic records, telling us a little bit about them, and it's just amazing. I was so excited to speak to her, so stay tuned for that, coming a little bit later in the show. But right now, let's kick things off with a feel-good record. This one is Ava, 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 and the track is called Doe.
Around you, 'cause that old devil
loving that one. It's Harry Parsons with Dance Music out on Shadow City. And before that, we have Mudena on the remix of John Davis and the Monster Orchestra with Up Jump the Devil. You are, of course, tuned into Yasmin here on the Glitterbox Radio Show. Summer season is fast approaching us. We're kicking things off Sunday, 5th of May at High Ibiza, bringing you an insane lineup. We have got Groove Armada, Melbo Baptiste, Moose T, Natasha Diggs, Derek Carter, Horsemeat Disco, Fat Tony, Melon Bomb, and yours truly. I cannot wait to be back on the island, kicking off the summer season. And don't forget, Glitterbox is taking over High Ibiza every Sunday throughout the summer. So if you can't make this one, I'm sure you can make another one. Get your tickets, get your flights, and we'll see you on the dance floor. Right, let's get into a couple more in the mix before we hit that interview with Shirley Jones. This one underneath, Filter Freaks, Soul 74.
Still
With Precious Little Diamond, a brand new drop on their Undercover Lover edit series. Some amazing tracks on that. Highly recommend checking it out. Shout out to Danny, Psych Magic, good friend, always putting me on to some weird and wonderful records. We appreciate friends like that. Now next up, this is the part of the show I've been teasing you about. We have Shirley Jones of the Jones Girls joining us. She's picking out four of her favorite Jones Girls records, telling us a little bit about them. The Jones Girls, just an iconic legacy. Disco, soul, funk, boogie music from the late 70s to early 80s. Not only are they queens of the genre, their music has been sampled by the likes of Jay-Z, MF Doom, LL Cool J, just to name a few. So their impact is far, far reaching, and it is such an honor to have Shirley Jones here with us on the show. So let's kick things off with, to be honest, one of my favorite songs of all time. It is, of course, Nights Over Egypt, an absolute musical masterpiece. Let's get into it. This is the Jones Girls, Shirley Jones, and Nights Over Egypt.
Glitterbox.
The story about Nights Over Egypt, which I tell people all the time, Brenda and myself did not want to record this record. That was all Valerie, who insisted. We thought that it was taking us a little too jazzy. We're more solidified in the R&B. We didn't want to do it. So she insisted, because Valerie was one that had a near perfect pitch, and she's the creator of all those beautiful minor harmonies that we did. That was all Valerie. And so what we decided to do, we had a meeting. It was the three of us and Dexter and Cynthia Wanzel, the writers and producers. And we said, well, the music is so unique, we need to do something with the voices. So we said, let's try something totally different. And there's something that we had never done, I don't think anybody had, and that is not have any lead or step outs, but have the harmonies and the unisons be the main focal point and the main voice. So that's, we did it with no step outs, no leads, but those unisons and harmonies were blended so well that you think there is, and it just gives it that etherealism that it has, that the music has. And it's one of the songs that have endured me and my sisters to audiences. I'm talking all around the world. Love that song.
There's a sun in the east, over pyramids, and he's gone.
there are a couple of people that I consider musical geniuses, and Dexter Wanzel is definitely one of those. So again, all of the music, he did a rendition, a version of Children of the Night that for us, that's outstanding. When I'm Gone, We're a Melody, Love Don't Ever Say Goodbye, where Grover Washington is the more jazzy Joan. That was on the same album as Say Nights Over Egypt. So it's just something about Dexter and Cynthia. Our music and our voices blended so well with their writing and their productions and their songs. And we became friends. I mean, we were outside of the studio. We even stayed at Dexter's house a couple of times. When we were supposed to go back, we wanted to stay extra a day or two. We would stay at his house and we'd go out to dinner after sessions. And we just became really, really good friends. And we still are to this day with both Dexter and Cynthia.
Very
again, I mean, it was Gamble and Huff. It was the lyrics, because I'm a lyricist and I write stuff. In fact, I wrote several things on most of the Jones Girls albums. Kenny always allowed me to write a couple of songs. But man, that intro to Dance Turn to Romance, where it's so slow and melodic, and then it comes in with that, hey, there you go, that Gamble and Huff, that bass again. So that's the story on that one. We immediately wanted to do that one too, because of the lyrics, because of the intro, and then of course that Philly sound.